Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case challenging President Trump's authority to impose sweeping tariffs. Economics correspondent Paul Solman has a preview.
To me, the most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff.
Donald Trump's campaign zest for tariffs has become a fixation of his second term.
You know, I've used tariffs for lots of different reasons.
Tariffs, as you know, are starting to come in at record levels.
And with tariffs, we're the wealthiest nation ever in the history of the world.
President Trump first imposed sweeping tariffs, taxes on imported goods, in February. Executive orders on Canada, Mexico, and China, calling their collective failure to stem the flow of drugs here a national emergency.
They're sending massive amounts of fentanyl, killing hundreds of thousands of people a year with the fentanyl.
In April, on Liberation Day, the president announced tariffs on virtually all U.S. trading partners, plus country-specific so-called reciprocal tariffs. The emergency? Large and persistent trade deficits.
Such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. In short, chronic trade deficits are no longer merely an economic problem. They're a national emergency that threatens our security and our very way of life.
Many of the tariffs were, as you've doubtless heard, later amended, paused, even removed. But tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear challenges to their legality. Specifically, the president's use of a 1977 emergency law to levy tariffs without Congress's okay.
The International Emergency Economic Powers Act gives the president, you know, essentially, as the name suggests, emergency economic powers.
SCOTUS blog co-founder and NewsHour analyst Amy Howe.
If he concludes that there's a threat with respect to the national security, foreign policy, or economy, then it gives him a wide variety of powers, including the power to regulate imports.
But a group of states and small businesses, including toy makers and a wine distributor, claim the import taxes are crushing them and that the power to regulate is not the power to tax.
The challengers claim that there's nothing in the law about tariffs or duties. No president in nearly 50 years has ever invoked this law to impose tariffs or duties, and that there are hundreds of laws that give the power to regulate, and no one has ever understood that power to regulate, to give the power to impose tariffs. They say that's Congress's job.
The Trump administration's counter?
The Trump administration says that the text is on their side. They say that the law gives the president the power to regulate imports and that tariffs have been traditionally understood as a way to regulate imports.
These taxes were unlawful.
Rick Woldenberg is CEO of Chicago-based educational toy company Learning Resources. He's a plaintiff in the case.
The government has the ability to tax me however they wish. But the way James Madison designed our form of government is they have to go to Congress and have them write a law, solicit comments, debate the law, and then stand in the public square in the sunshine and vote where all the voters can see them.
Most of Woldenberg's products, like the pretend and play cash register and Spike, the fine motor hedgehog, are made in Asia.
In 2024, we paid $2.3 million in annual costs for duties and tariffs. We believe that we will end up paying $14 million this year, and I would guess that the number will be double or triple next year, but of course, who knows what the rates will be tomorrow.
Now, some tariffs are kind of hard to connect to emergency law, like new ones on Brazil. Trump citing a witch hunt in the trial of his ally, former President Jair Bolsonaro.
Throughout the world, there's a growing realization.
And he trumpeted more tariffs on Canada after an Ontario ad ran during the World Series showing that President Ronald Reagan opposed tariffs.
America's jobs and growth are at stake.
As to the effect of tariffs on Woldenberg's small business,
we are bearing the burden of an asphyxiating tax. Taxes went up by millions and millions and millions of dollars that we did not have. It has made our business worse.
According to Goldman Sachs, U.S. companies have passed 37% or so of those taxes onto consumers thus far, and absorbed more than half themselves, but will pass more than 50% on to consumers by the end of the year.
Right.
And that means hits to the larger economy, says Yale Budget Lab's Natasha Sarin.
We expect inflation to be about 1.8% higher as a result of these tariffs. We expect the GDP of this country, the economy of this country, to persistently be about 0.4% lower. And we expect prices to be thousands of dollars higher for the average American family.
On the other hand, tariffs have been a boon for the government, which collected nearly $200 billion in tariffs in fiscal year 2025, up over 250% from fiscal year 2024.
The tariffs over the course of the next decade are going to raise somewhere on the order of $2.5 trillion in additional tax revenue.
And if the government loses the case, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent predicts a nightmare.
We would have to give a refund on about half the tariffs, which would be terrible for the Treasury.
And argues President Trump, just awful for America.
That's one of the most important cases in the history of our country, because if we don't win that case, we will be a weakened, troubled financial mess for many, many years to come.
But Sarin says the economy is pretty resilient.
I do think these tariffs are damaging to the economy, but I don't think it's appropriate to start to prognosticate about what type of downturn you're going to get as a result of any one particular policy, because invariably you'll turn out to be inaccurate.
As inaccurate, perhaps, as the predictions that tariffs would quickly devastate the American economy. For the PBS NewsHour, Paul Solman.